406 feet east of US Route 13. A variance from the minimum square footage and lot width requirements for parcels.
Name and address, please.
Randy O'Neill. Address is 7785 Gum Branch Road, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, members of the board. I appreciate your time. My name is Randy O'Neill, and I'm a member of Gunslinger Investments, LLC, along with my father, Joe O'Neill. And we are requesting a variance from the minimum square footage and lot width requirements for parcels to be located north of Route 24, 406 feet east of US Route 13. And the parcel is more fully described as on tax map 3-32 on map 1.00 as parcel 92.00. Parcel consists of 1.5 acres of land, and it's currently improved with two dwellings, two three-bedroom, one-bathroom dwellings. Originally had one dwelling, and they're both mid-century dwellings, excuse me. And a chiropractor lived in the house and put an office next to the dwelling sometime in the mid-century. I don't have a specific date, but it was at least 50 years ago. Me and Mr. Lang tried to find out when exactly it was done, and we could not find anything in the records.
Mm-hmm.
My father and I purchased the property. We settled February of 2008, and I initially contacted the previous owner in February of 2007. My grandmother and my aunt live across the road, and my family's business is also across the road. And there was a lot of suspicious activity going on at these two rentals are what are on the property. And my grandmother's 85 years old, my aunt is 54, and I kind of wanted to do my part to clean up what I could, so I contacted the owner, who did not live in the state. And at the time, he was not interested in selling the rentals. And he called me back 10 months later, and he was interested in selling. And me and my father subsequently purchased the property with the dwellings on there. We're requesting a variance to split the lot, so a dwelling is on a individual parcel. Each dwelling is on a parcel. I never knew until I researched the properties. I always, growing up, assumed both houses were on an individual lot. I never knew there was two houses on one lot until I did the research before they were purchased. And it would maintain the other lots to the westerly boundary of this parcel have small lot widths to the westerly side, so it would be similar to those lots. And that's about all I have to say. I'm open to any questions if you
How long it's been there? Have you been there?
Excuse me?
How long you say they've been there the most?
Mid-century at least.
Okay. Gotcha.
My father grew up across the road in the house my grandmother lives in, and it's 50s or 60s. He was born in 53, and he remembers them as a child.
The easement between the properties, is that for parking for the westerly property?
You're right there.
Yes, yes. Those are existing driveways shown on the survey, and of course the property line would cut into one of the driveways, so that easement would be required for the lot number one on the survey.
It out, Mr. Chairman, where they all are.
All right, thank you. That's very helpful. Okay, there we go.
I apologize if you gentlemen don't have a survey. I just brought one with me. I'm sorry.
All right, I have
them. Okay, okay, thanks.
That's the reason I'm passing
them. Marked it for us. That was good.
The numbers are right. They just have to look at where it is.
And I have a, I don't know if it means anything. I've Steve Sellers from Temple Sellers is a surveyor that I've been using, and Del Dot, I do have a no objection letter from Del Dot if that would be of any assistance.
Put that into the record.
Okay.
That's good.
Want to make a comment on that?
Dated January 15, 2009.
Thank you. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further question. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, no objection from the Del Dot.
Okay, good. On that, no objection letter. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, certainly uniqueness in having two dwellings on a parcel. And I think the applicant has suggested that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, it wasn't created by the applicant. Don't see where it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and a minimum to afford relief, and make a motion we approve case number 10,382.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,382. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Case number 10,380.